Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Michael's back. Michael's back. You know what time it is, right? It's the Mom and Michael Hour right here on WCCO. My son, Michael, has been with me for about, 14 or 15 years, something like that. And I absolutely love it. It's my favorite hour. Welcome back, son.
Thank you so much. And yeah, I think, I mean, we keep quoting the years. I think, 14 years. I started in 2007. So someone do math. And we'll find out what that is. I've noticed that post-2020 lockdowns, like, time has just been warped, and things that I think were a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, were actually 4 years ago. But just right. We lost so much time that it's all skewed. So I think it's okay that we all say, oh, yeah, I think it was about this many or around there, because who knows
anymore. It's 14 years. I do. I think it's 14 years. And it's been quite remarkable, Michael. I've learned so much from you. I've learned so much about you. It's things that I am so proud of. I'm so proud of you, son. You have really accomplished a lot. And then at the same time, wow, do you know how to shop. Your Uncle Fred, he was so impressed with your pictures on Facebook and that patchwork. Is it a silk coat or something? Whatever that is, he was so impressed.
I guess you could call it a patchwork kimono, which I also put on Instagram at Michael Battle LA. Patchwork kimono is part silk, part other fabrics, and I think I was wearing some sequin pants with that, and then a sparkly black and purple shirt. The picture is you can't see the sparkle on the polo underneath the kimono, but in person it had its own sparkle to it. But I should probably explain where I was in this wild outfit and why I was wearing it.
Right. Please do.
Thursday night I had the extraordinary opportunity to go to a very, very special dinner at your favorite place, Disneyland. Not really, but you know I talk about it all the time.
You and the mouse, man, y'all got something going on.
We got something going on. And you know that I go there and do fancy things at Disneyland all the time. I'm part of Club 33. I've been talking about this for many years. So one might think, what could possibly have been fancier than what you've already done? But,
Oh
no, the mouse is expert at taking your money. So what did they do a few years ago? They're really good at this. A few years ago, they came up with an even fancier dining experience for fans of Disneyland and open to all, and they called it 21 Royal, R-O-Y-L. And 21 Royal is a customized multi-course high-class dining experience that happens in the dining room of the Dream Suite. The Dream Suite being the condo that Walt and his wife worked in the process of building to house him and his whole family when they were at the park and had to stay there, for a few days. So Walt had a smaller apartment above the fire station in a different part of the park, but he was in the process of building this much nicer, customized place for the kids and for his wife and to entertain his very, very high-end guests. Same concept as Club 33, but this is where they were actually going to stay and sleep within the parks itself. I have done a tour of the suite before because, it's very hard to get in there, but there have been Club 33 events inside the Dream Suite. But this new offering, 21 Royal, is where you and 11 of your friends go have this customized dining experience. And it's to give you context, if I wanted to go back again, it is already sold out through the rest of the year.
Wow.
So it is very popular. It's booked months in advance. They ask you about your allergies, what kind of food you want. They might fly in an option for you from somewhere that you love. They might fly in a wine or a beer or a bourbon that you love.
Or a squirrel,
if that's what you want. Sure. So you arrive at the Grand Californian Hotel, and people normally really go over the top and dress up, as I just described. I did also. And then there's a shuttle that takes you from the hotel backstage behind all the rides. You can't take any pictures or videos backstage, but it's very, very cool to see the behind-the-scenes workings of your favorite rides at Disneyland. And then you pop out, and you cross the train tracks and walk down to go up the stairs to the Dream Suite, and then you go inside. And in there, you can't take videos, but you can take photos, and you get to hang out in the Dream Suite, explore it as much as you want, take pictures. There are magical effects that happen in each room of the Dream Suite, so you get to press all the buttons and see what those things do and what magic happens around the space. It is a beautiful, beautiful space, appointed with all kinds of Disney magic. And there's champagne right up front, and then there's like custom cocktails only served there for the event. So it's kind of a front-end cocktail hour. And then you go sit down in the very, very large, beautifully ornate dining room for the whole group of 12. And the chef for both Club 33 and for this experience comes in and talks about the theme of the evening and, what kind of food you'll be having that night. And then there are exquisite wine pairings with each of the, six courses, I think. So what did I just describe? I described, okay, so you went to some other restaurant in the parks and you ate a bunch of courses and you had some wine. And what's special about that? Everything. It is, you feel presidential. You feel like you are eating at one of the most exclusive fancy restaurant experiences in the world, and frankly, it actually is. The price point of it is astounding. And so we're fortunate to have a friend of ours who invited us to join his birthday group for this experience. And again, it's been open for a few years, and we haven't done it because it's so cost prohibitive. But how much do you think it is?
I don't want to talk about that. I do want to know if Blowfish... If I had wanted Blowfish, would the chefs actually have prepared it? Because you said they asked you, what do you want? I mean, Blowfish, or fugu, as some people know it, is a deadly fish to eat. So when you say, they'll fix whatever you want.
No. So it's not, they won't fix whatever you want. It's not a free-for-all, but they'll take what you love and the things that you most want and try to incorporate those into the meal. And if there is a particular item that they can add to what they've planned, they'll bring that in for you. But it isn't like each person gets whatever that person wants for the night. They take all of our interests and incorporate that into what the meal is going to be for the whole group. And if you have, you want a bit more of something on your plate, if you want to omit something, if you want to, again, bring in that special bourbon, they can accommodate certain things like that. But there is a consistent theme across what we're all enjoying. And then when the chef comes in and explains each course, we're all getting to experience close to the same course or some variation on that because of an allergy or a preference. So I don't think they would accommodate something as exclusive and niche and, frankly, dangerous as Blowfish. But it truly is an exquisite experience. I got to wear a wild outfit and go hang out with a bunch of new friends that I hadn't met before, and I just feel very privileged to have done that. But now, of course, I want to go back. So we're trying to figure out who do we know that is willing to, you know, save up for months to go eat dinner at Disneyland, who would join us in the group of 12. And you have to, I mean, you could do fewer, but the price doesn't change. So you have to do, you know, a large group. And it's just an extraordinary, extraordinary experience.
It sounds like it was. Hey, Michael, I have to get clarity on this. Walt Disney, is that his real name?
Yes.
Yeah, because he has siblings and children with that name too, with Disney
yep.
at the end. So I'm just kind of surprised.
I'm friends with one of them. I'm friends with Roy Disney's great. Oh, what's that? Roy is. Or I think Roy Disney Sr. is my friend Roy Disney's great uncle. I think that's what it is.
Well, and I went way back.
No, I mean, it's not that far back. I just have to figure out where it is. But Roy and Walt, of course, the ones that built Disneyland. And I went to a Club 33 event, and I sat next to someone. I said, "Hey, I'm Michael. What's your name?" He said, "Roy Disney." And I laughed, and I looked at his name tag on the table, and I went, "Oh, no, you really are."
You laughed? Oh my God!
I laughed. If you're at a Disney,
and they didn't kick you out. They didn't kick you out. That's amazing.
Right, Roy Disney, the second most famous Disney name on the planet. You laugh. You are not Roy Disney. That's an icon, and if it is, this is Roy Disney, the descendant named after the senior, and he's yeah. So he's a buddy of ours, and that's totally his name.
Wow, that's amazing. So, Michael, you have all of these experiences, and I think you ought to write a story or a book or something about your escapades, because it's really quite remarkable to me. Even if I'm the only person that get that book, that would be great. Your mother would be so thrilled to read all about, you know, what you're doing, what you've done, and what you hope to do. I just hope you'll do that. So I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying, to be nice to do that. Okay.
Although you have done many things.
Nope. It's not about me. No, this is called the Mama Michael Hour. The Mama Michael. See, Michael is that's in capital. And Mom and Mom.
She's deflecting.
And Michael Hour.
Jonathan, deflecting. Because the truth is, you got to do all these fancy, amazing things before I ever did. You
no,
told
Michael,
me
we're
many
not talking
stories.
About that. No, we're not talking about that, dear.
Can I ask you
we
a question?
We are talking about you.
Can I ask
yes,
you a question,
Yes, ask him
Geraldine?
A question. Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Can I ask you a question? When you go to see a play, mm-hmm. or you go to, I'm sorry, not even not a play. If you go to see a concert, you go to a venue, you see the signage on the venue, on the marquee, who is usually the main attraction, the person on the top of the marquee or the person on the bottom of the marquee?
Why are you asking me this?
Because it's the Mom and Michael Hour. That's what he means. You are the main attraction.
Oh, my God.
I'm the small prince. I'm the
Jonathan, I think I sent this to you yesterday.
This is why I'm Michael's lawyer. This is why I'm his lawyer.
Run, Michael, run. Don't even pay him his check. No, it's not about me, son. This is the Mom and Michael Hour, and we can change it to the Michael and Mom Hour. Would you like that?
No, that doesn't even sound right. It's been the Mom and Michael Hour for forever and ever, amen. It was a temporary name. It stuck. Here it is. So we're keeping it.
So, Jonathan, shut the heck up. That's what I want to say. Hey, let's move on, shall we?
Do we have to take a break? We got a break first.
Okay. I knew he was going to jump in. He loves bossing me, Michael. Did you know that?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. He loves to boss me around. Oh, yeah, you do.
Contract. About my lawyer. He's doing a great job.
Contract. Look at the contract.
Yep.
I don't know what she's. Oh my gosh. Okay. So, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Los Angeles Opera who presented Aida, and Michael had a chance to go check it out. So, I can't wait to hear how he and his friend enjoyed it or didn't. So, that's coming up next. Stay tuned.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of higher loves, it is now 10:25, and my son Michael Battle has truly become a higher love of opera. He truly loves it, and he had a chance to go and see Aida at the Los Angeles, or the LA Opera, as they call it. And let me tell you a little bit about this piece. Relationships are hard work, especially when it's between a prisoner of war and her captor. Oh, and their love has to remain a secret for obvious reasons. Verdi's epic drama Aida returns to the LA stage for the first time in 16 years in a sensational production starring LaTanya Moore and Russell Thomas. And here to talk about it is my son, Michael Battle. Okay, what was it like? Was it good? Was it worth it? Are you crying?
Are you crying? First of all, I wanted to comment that, yes, it is LA Opera, but if I read the program correctly, it was in part a co-production of the Minnesota Opera. So this does have a tie-in to Twin Cities. And Aida is a classic opera. It's very popular. It's been around for a long time. And, you know, opera houses around the world will always stage a production of this at some point in their history. But to your point of what you were just describing, it doesn't always come to your particular city that often. So I wasn't sure if I was going to go. In fact, there was a couple who were at 21 Royal, the dinner I was just mentioning before at Disneyland, and they were saying, yeah, we have tickets. We're going to go see Aida. And I was like, I'm not sure, because my favorite opera, Akhenaten, the one about the Egyptian pharaoh that I've mentioned to you before.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize, I saw an Instagram post last week, and it was the star, Anthony Constanza, of that show. And he was showing on Instagram how he has to get his entire body head to toe waxed to prepare for the role, because he has to look like an Egyptian pharaoh, and they wax all the hair off of him. And I was like, oh, this must be an old behind-the-scene video of him preparing for the role. And then I clicked into it, and like, oh, opening night is this Thursday. And I screamed, because I think, you know, I have always dreamed of going to the Metropolitan Opera in New York. I have never gone. All the times I've been to New York, it was never in season or we didn't have time. Never been able to go. So I thought to myself, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Akhenaten only pops up every 5 or 6 years, and it's only in one city. I wouldn't have a chance again to go see the show probably for another, like I said, 5 to 6 years. So I thought, if there was ever a time to splurge, fly to New York for one day just to go see that opera with good seats, I will go do it. But then I thought to myself, you know, with the monkeypox and COVID cases going up, and what if you get COVID, and what who knows what's going to happen? I would be so mad if I didn't get to see either one, because I couldn't go to New York next weekend, and I didn't go to Aida this Saturday night. So as you know, I said, you know what? Life is short. I got 2 tickets, I think, Saturday morning to go see Aida. And Joey couldn't go, so So I had to figure out who was going to go with me. And I don't have any friends that like opera. None. Zero.
None? Zero? What? I would go with you, Michael. Oh, my goodness.
I would love to go with you. Joey goes with me because, you know, he's my partner. So he's like, okay. And he has enjoyed a few of them, but he doesn't have the appreciation for it that I do. And so my friend Kofi, I texted him. I said, hey, any chance you would want to go to the opera tonight? And he was like, you know what, Michael, for you, sure. It will be a life experience. I'll get dressed up. And I was like, I'm going to really, really dress up because we have to show up for this. And I explained to him, I'm getting 2 orchestra seats for this performance because Aida is played by a black woman and her lover is played by a black man. And the artistic design of the set, the art on the actual set itself, is by a black man. And the priest is a black man. And the high priestess in the opera is a black woman. So I said, no, we're going to show all the way up. Because I so appreciate LA Opera taking the step to cast the show in the way that they did. And I've always hashtag on social media, representation matters. And I love being able to see people who look like me and like my family on stage, especially in a space like a grand opera house. So not sure how much time we have left, but I'd love to talk about what I wore, what the other people wore, and how the show was.
Well, we have to take a break and do a little bit of weather. But when we come back after weather, Michael, we'd love to hear about the piece itself, first of all, and how awesome it was. Because I know you come back, you don't just talk about the singing, the acting. You really talk about everything from the set design, and you really pay attention to every detail. And I know that's probably part of who you are, is wanting to put on some of your shows that you have put together, and you just haven't presented them yet. I remember that time we went to Vegas and we saw, oh, what was the name of it? And it finally left. EFX. Oh my gosh. You loved that piece in Vegas. So yeah, I can imagine all that you saw on that stage and how wonderful it was. So I can't wait to hear more. We're going to take a break, do some weather, and then come back with Michael Battle again. It is now 10:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Of course, this is the Mom and Michael Hour, or the Michael and Mom Hour. You decide. And then there's Jonathan. Yeah, he's like my son. Okay, so I'm only kidding, Jonathan, okay? Don't even try it. So, bottom line is we're talking
about
the LA
Opera. Don't tell my mama that.
Exactly. The LA Opera is now presenting Aida. Michael went to opening night, I believe, to check it out. And Michael, I can't wait to hear your review. Go.
Opening night, indeed, my first time going. Okay, I'll start with the content. The show, it was truly wonderful. And I didn't know it was actually a slightly truncated version of Aida. I think the director pulled out a few of the sections that were just a repeat of previous sections. So I was surprised that it was shorter. And you wouldn't expect this, but I almost wished it was longer. I wasn't ready for the show to end. There's just something about being in an opera house with those extraordinary acoustics and hearing a human sing that loud over an opera, and you can hear the words and hear the power coming out of their voice and their performance on stage. So it was wonderful. The set was really, really cool. There were a couple of hiccups, but you know what? It was opening night. In the tail end of a pandemic, so I will give them a little license on, you know, one prop not being flawless, but great performances. The performances were wonderfully grave at times, other times comedic. We laughed at just a hand motion or how someone would react to their co-star. So I loved it. It was so fun, and it was my first time seeing an opera that close to the stage. I've always been in the nosebleed section, or, you know, further back of the orchestra, which actually those tickets are cheaper than even the front of the first balcony. So it was just a whole different world to be right there in the front and be able to see their facial expressions and how they, you know, look longingly into each other's eyes. So wonderful time. So glad I made the choice to go see this. So glad I got to see all of that beautiful representation on stage and just soaring with their voices. And I still feel like opera singers are like superhuman. Like I still don't understand fully how they physically can sing that loudly for that long. I want someone to, you know, break it down for me. Like, how do you do that? and sing over an orchestra and just produce those sounds. I think it's magical in its own way. That said, you know, I had to wear a kimono because I have two now. And I pulled out the same kimono I wore on my birthday in November, but I wore it a bit differently, not tied back, more loose with a different sparkly shirt and some slacks and some cool boots and some jewelry. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to dress up a kimono pretty much like a tuxedo and go in there. And I got tons of compliments, but much to my elation, other people had the same idea. They rolled up in the sparkles and the sequins and the faux fur and the shoes. I literally started taking pictures of people's outfits. There was another guy wearing like a long multi-pattern robe. Wasn't a kimono, but it was kind of like mine. There was an older Asian man who gave me his card. He's a designer. He's been around for a long time in Hollywood. And he was wearing like a custom sequin tuxedo jacket with white pants, and then he had this shirt with like a ascot in front of it with gemstones on the collar and big glasses and metal shoes with points. And he walked out of a movie. He was extraordinary. And then I was waiting in line to check in with my vaccination card. And two Japanese women in full actual kimonos walked up next to me. And I was like, oh, God, let me turn my head this way. Because
but did you talk to them or did they ask you questions?
No, they just didn't glare at me evilly. So I was like, all right, they're not mad. And I asked the other designer who was also Japanese, I said, is it okay that I'm wearing this like this? He's like, oh, it's fine. You look amazing. He said, here, come to my shop. I do costumes. I do custom pieces. Yeah, this is great. He loved it. So I was like, all right, I feel like it's okay that I'm wearing this contemporary fashion kimono. But they were doing it head to toe, real deal, high end, extraordinary quality, beautifully done. People showed all the way up. And it was just wonderful. And there were people of all colors and backgrounds. There was even a huge group of teenagers who I'm not sure if they were there for prom because it was prom weekend for a lot of schools, or they were just there to have fun. But they were all dressed up, taking pictures outside. And they all went, got all dressed up to go see the opera, which was really, really cool. And we saw the kids later on. There are these stairs on the side of the LA Opera Pavilion that have that kind of light up. And it's a great spot for a beautiful picture. And they had one of those new Polaroid cameras. These are the ones that, you know, have come out in the last few years. And it's like, oh, it's retro. It's a Polaroid. And I think it's cool because it's a homage to the past. And this kid looked like he was 14, 15, and literally could not figure out how to take a picture with this camera. And I said, I got you. Please, let me show you. And I said, you're using that Polaroid, ironically, for fun, but that's what we actually used to have, our Polaroid cameras. If he just,
that's right.
He'd never seen one. He didn't know how to work it. So that's all right, you know, generational things. But it was wonderful. I took lots of pictures. I posted them all on Instagram. I only got to post two of the other outfits I saw there, but I definitely have those with me. And just was so happy to see everyone else participating in this thing that is opening night of the opera on the weekend, which is where you kind of get to wear something wild and fun and live your best life and just relish in the performance of it all. And I tagged a few of the lead performers in the opera in my post, and some of them wrote back to me being like, oh yeah, I saw you afterwards, loved your outfit, thank you for supporting. And I was like, they saw me.
I can't breathe. Hey, you know, here's the thing is that when it's like that, Michael, where it takes your breath away, seriously, where you are just so honored that they would write back and say something like that. I get it. I remember I was performing for a corporate event and I went into an East Indian store and I picked out a sari, I think it's called, or saree. Anyway, it's just beautiful.
Sari is correct, yeah.
The embellishment is just fabulous. And I walked up to them. I was going to buy it. I had it with me. And I said, you know, is it an insult for me to perform in something like this in front of a corporation that is, you know, putting on the event? And she said, we are honored to have anyone wear our clothing. And I just, you know, teared up. I just thought it was so beautiful. They were so open. They were like, let me show you more and let me show you other things. But it was just beautiful. And to this day, I still have it. And I've only worn it that one time, but I still have it. And it really means a lot to me because they were so open to it. Not everyone. everyone is open to something like that. So well done, son. Well done. So finally, the music was amazing. In fact, the stage was packed. It had the orchestra. It had the ballet. It had so much in this particular Aida. I don't know if this is the norm. Do you know if having all those people on stage is the norm?
It actually was less. So since it was a bit more contemporary, this was a pared-down rendition of Aida. Aida is famous for being one of the grandest opera productions out there. During the triumphant march, when the Egyptians first win the war against their oppressors and they have this big march to celebrate their victory, there have been productions of the past where there are horses on stage, actual like trumpet horn sections on stage. It is always big, 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 big. There's a ballet in the middle of the celebration. So though this was still big and flags and lights and then an extraordinary confetti drop, but I swear those pieces of confetti must have been like 5 inches by 5 inches. I mean, they were just huge, and they lit up the entire stage with light. It was beautiful. So it still impressed. It was still big. But there have been older productions that went even more over the top with live animals on stage.
Oh, wow. There you go. I remember seeing, Marie Osmond's brother. What's his name?
Donny Osmond in...
That one. What was the name of the show?
Joseph and the Dream Coat. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So I had a chance to see that. And man, you know, they didn't have live animals. And all of a sudden, these stuffed lamb... come out. Just wood. You just kind of go, okay, I get it. I understand why you didn't put... I get it. I think you were. I think we went together. I think you and your sister went. Yeah.
At the Ordway. Yes.
Yeah.
It was rough.
No, it was the State Theater, wasn't it?
Was it the State? I don't know. It was tough. Oh, I wanted to say really quick. I think I mentioned to you that there was a couple at 21 Royal who mentioned that they were going to see Aida, and I had just met them that evening. I sit down in my seat. Actually, I'm walking in this grand kimono, and then all of a sudden I hear a voice, Michael? They're 5 feet to my left in the exact same row. I'm like, oh my God, so good to see you. I felt so famous, because then everyone's like, well, who is this? Why does he know all these people? What's going on? So I just like sat in all of my fabric and kimono and was like, yes, I belong in this seat. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It was very special.
But the whole thing, Michael, is that you really don't believe that. You don't sit there and go, I believe I'm supposed to sit here. You're not that guy at all. But the blessings is that you get introduced to all of these people. And it's the kindness, the joy that you show, the smile on your face. It's beautiful. And I am so happy to call you my son, even though I think you spend way too much on clothing. We could go down the list. And of course, there are things you could say about me, but you won't. But I'm just so happy that you are my son. It really matters.
Thank you. Everything you just said was so sweet, and I totally agree, and I thank you for those words. But I believe I belong there.
Oh, no. Believe me, yeah, I know you believe it. Yeah.
I worked real hard to be in those seats. So, no, I'm going to lap it up and enjoy it and wear my kimono and be wholly myself and comfortable and feel at home in those seats, because this is something I worked hard for and I've always dreamed of doing and I've always wanted, and I finally have the chance to do it. So absolutely, live in it, you know?
Yeah. So, Michael, we have to take a break, but when we come back and wrap it up, I do want to talk to you about the 75th Annual Tony Awards that is set to be held on June 12th. I want to know what you think about it, and will you be watching? So we'll be back in a moment. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, along with my son, who is hosting, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, Michael, it's really incredible the things that you get a chance to do. So keep sharing them with me. I absolutely love it. Our in-studio producer tonight, of course, is Jonathan Lowe. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, the 75th Tony Awards will be held on June 12th, which is a Sunday night, of course, at 7 p.m. And I'm just wondering, Michael, are you going to watch?
Probably not. Here's why. First of all, I'm always a year or two behind on Tonys, or rather on what Broadway shows are popular, because I live in Los Angeles. And those shows don't come to us until they're already a huge hit on Broadway itself, and then I see the touring cast. So, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago, I went and saw Hades Town. I was.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is now 10:36 here at WCCO. Welcome back. Of course, this is the Mom and Michael Hour, or the Michael and Mom Hour. You decide. And then there's Jonathan. Yeah, he's like my son. Okay, so I'm only kidding, Jonathan, okay? Don't even try it. So, bottom line is we're talking
Don't
about the
Don't tell my
LA
mama
opera.
That.
Exactly. The LA Opera is now presenting Aida. Michael went to opening night, I believe, to check it out. And Michael, I can't wait to hear your review. Go.
Opening night, indeed, my first time going. Okay, I'll start with the content. The show, it was truly wonderful. And I didn't know, it was actually a slightly truncated version of Aida. I think the director pulled out a few of the sections that were just a repeat of previous sections. So I was surprised that it was shorter. And you wouldn't expect this, but I almost wished it was longer. I wasn't ready for the show to end. There's just something about being in an opera house with those extraordinary acoustics and hearing a human sing that loud over an opera, and you can hear the words and hear the power coming out of their voice and their performance on stage. So it was wonderful. The set was really, really cool. There were a couple of hiccups, but you know what? It was opening night. In the tail end of a pandemic, so I will give them a little license on, you know, one prop not being flawless, but great performances. The performances were wonderfully grave at times. Other times, comedic. We laugh at just a hand motion or how someone would, you know, would react to their co-star. So I loved it. It was so fun, and it was my first time seeing an opera that close to the stage. I've always been in the nosebleed section, or, you know, further back of the orchestra, which actually those tickets are cheaper than even the front of the first balcony. So it was just a whole different world to be right there in the front and be able to see their facial expressions and how they, you know, look longingly into each other's eyes. So wonderful time. So glad I made the choice to go see this. So glad I got to see all of that beautiful representation on stage and just soaring with their voices. And I still feel like opera singers are like superhuman. Like I still don't understand fully how they physically can sing that loudly for that long. I want someone to, you know, break it down for me. Like, how do you do that? and sing over an orchestra and just produce those sounds. I think it's magical in its own way. That said, you know, I had to wear a kimono because I have two now. And I pulled out the same kimono I wore to my birthday in November, but I wore it a bit differently, not tied back, more loose, with a different sparkly shirt and some slacks and some cool boots and some jewelry. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to dress up a kimono pretty much like a tuxedo and go in there. And I got tons of compliments, but much to my elation, other people had the same idea. They rolled up in the sparkles and the sequins and the faux fur and the shoes. I literally started taking pictures of people's outfits. There was another guy wearing like a long multi-pattern robe. Wasn't a kimono, but it was kind of like mine. There was an older Asian man who gave me his card. He's a designer. He's been around for a long time in Hollywood. And he was wearing like a custom sequin tuxedo jacket with white pants, and then he had this shirt with like a ascot in front of it with gemstones on the collar and big glasses and metal shoes with points. And he walked out of a movie. He was extraordinary. And then I was waiting in line to check in with my vaccination card, and two Japanese women in full actual kimonos walked up next to me, and I was like, oh God, let me turn my head this way. Because
did you talk to them, or did they ask you questions?
No, they just didn't glare at me evilly. So I was like, all right, they're not mad. And I asked the other designer, who was also Japanese, I said, is it okay that I'm wearing this like this? He's like, oh, it's fine. You look amazing. He said, here, come to my shop. I do costumes. I do custom pieces. Yeah, this is great. He loved it. So I was like, all right, I feel like it's okay that I'm wearing this contemporary fashion kimono. But they were doing it head to toe, real deal, high end, extraordinary quality, beautifully done. People showed all the way up, and it was just wonderful. And there were people of all colors and backgrounds. There was even a huge group of teenagers who, I'm not sure if they were there for prom, because it was prom weekend for a lot of schools, or they were just there to have fun, but they were all dressed up, taking pictures outside, and they all went, got all dressed up to go see the opera, which was really, really cool. And we saw the kids later on, that there are these stairs on the side of the LA Opera Pavilion that have that kind of light up, and it's a great spot for a beautiful picture. And they had one of those new Polaroid cameras. These are the ones that, you know, have come out in the last few years. And it's right. Like, oh, it's retro. It's a Polaroid. And I think it's cool because it's a homage to the past. And this kid looked like he was 14, 15, and literally could not figure out how to take a picture with this camera. And I said, I got you. Please, let me show you. And I said, you're using that Polaroid, ironically, for fun, but that's what we actually used to have, our Polaroid cameras. And he just,
that's right.
He'd never seen one. He didn't know how to work it. so that's all right, you know, generational things. But it was wonderful. I took lots of pictures. I post them all on Instagram. I only got to post two of the other outfits I saw there, but I definitely have those with me. And just was so happy to see everyone else participating in this thing that is opening night of the opera on the weekend, which is where you kind of get to wear something wild and fun and live your best life and just relish in the performance of it all. And I tagged a few of the lead performers in the opera in my post. And some of them wrote back to me, being like, oh, yeah, I saw you afterwards. Loved your outfit. Thank you for supporting. And I was like, oh, they saw me.
I can't breathe. Hey, you know, here's the thing is that when it's like that, Michael, where it takes your breath away, seriously, where you are just so honored that they would write back and say something like that. I get it. I remember I was performing for a corporate event, and I went into an East Indian store, and I picked out what do they call it? Sari, I think it's called. Or Saray. Anyway, it's just beautiful.
Sorry, correct,
the embellishment is just fabulous. And I walked up to them. I was going to buy it. I had it with me. And I said, you know, is it an insult for me to perform in something like this in front of a corporation that is, you know, putting on the event? And she said, we are honored to have anyone wear our clothing. And I just, you know, teared up. I just thought it was so beautiful. They were so open. They were like, let me show you more and let me show you other things. But it was just beautiful. And to this day, I still have it. And I've only worn it that one time. but I still have it. And it really means a lot to me because they were so open to it. Not everyone is open to something like that. So well done, son. Well done. So finally, the music was amazing. In fact, the stage was packed. It had the orchestra. It had the ballet. It had so much in this particular Aida. I don't know if this is the norm. Do you know if having all those people on stage is the norm?
It actually was less. So since it was a bit more contemporary, this was a pared-down rendition of Aida. Aida is famous for being one of the grandest opera productions out there. During the triumphant march, when the Egyptians first win the war against their oppressors and they have this big march to celebrate their victory, there have been productions of the past where there are horses on stage, actual like trumpet horn sections on stage. It is always big, 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 big. There's a ballet in the middle of the celebration. So though this was still big and flags and lights and then an extraordinary confetti drop, but I swear those pieces of confetti must have been like 5 inches by 5 inches. I mean, they were just huge, and they lit up the entire stage with light. It was beautiful. So it's still impressed. It was still big, but there have been older productions that went even more over the top with live animals on stage.
Oh, wow. There you go. I remember seeing, Marie Osmond's brother. What's his name?
Donny Osmond,
that one. What was the name of the
show? Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So I had a chance to see that. And man, you know, they didn't have live animals. And all of a sudden, these stuffed lamb come out. It's just wood. You just kind of go, okay, I get it. I understand why you didn't put it. I get it. I think you were. I think we went together. I think you and your sister went. Yeah.
At the Ordway. Yes.
Yeah.
It was rough.
No, it was the State Theater, wasn't it?
Was it the State? I don't know. I wanted to say really quick. I think I mentioned to you that there was a couple at 21 Royal who mentioned that they were going to see Aida, and I had just met them that evening. I sit down in my seat. Actually, I'm walking in this grand kimono, and then all of a sudden I hear a voice, Michael? They're 5 feet to my left in the exact same row. I'm like, oh my God, so good to see you. I felt so famous because then everyone's like, well, who is this? Why does he know all these people? What's going on? So I just like sat in all of my fabric and kimono and was like, yes, I belong in this seat. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It was very special.
But the whole thing, Michael, is that you really don't believe that. You don't sit there and go, I believe I'm supposed to sit here. You're not that guy at all. But the blessings is that you get introduced to all of these people. And it's the kindness, the joy that you show, the smile on your face. It's beautiful. And I am so happy to call you my son, even though I think you spend way too much on clothing. We could go down the list. And of course, there are things you could say about me, but you won't. But I'm just so happy that you are my son. It really matters.
Thank you. Everything you just said was so sweet, and I totally agree, and I thank you for those words. But I believe I belong there.
Oh, no. Believe me, you believe it. Yeah.
I worked real hard to be in those seats. So, no, I'm going to lap it up and enjoy it and wear my kimono and be wholly myself and comfortable and feel at home in those seats, because this is something I worked hard for and I've always dreamed of doing and I've always wanted, and I finally have the chance to do it. So absolutely live in it, you know?
Yeah. So Michael, we have to take a break, but when we come back and wrap it up, I do want to talk to you about the 75th annual Tony Awards that is set to be held on June 12th. I want to know what you think about it, and will you be watching? So we'll be back in a moment. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, along with my son, who is hosting, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, Michael, it's really incredible, the things that you get a chance to do. So keep sharing them with me. I absolutely love it. Our in-studio producer tonight, of course, is Jonathan Lowe. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, the 75th Tony Awards will be held on June 12th, which is a Sunday night, of course, at 7 p.m. And I'm just wondering, Michael, are you going to watch?
Probably not. Here's why. First of all, I'm always a year or two behind on Tony's, or rather on what Broadway shows are popular, because I live in Los Angeles. And those shows don't come to us until they're already a huge hit on Broadway itself, and then I see the touring cast. So, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago I went and saw Hadestown. I was raving about Hadestown. It had already gone to the Twin Cities. it was already huge on Broadway. It won 10 Tonys. You and I went to the opening premiere of Come From Away on Broadway. That was last time I saw an actual Broadway show on Broadway. But Hamilton, I saw the touring cast of. Dear Evan Hansen, I saw the touring cast of. So all of these hugely famous shows, I don't see until they come to Los Angeles, and that's when I go see them here. So, you know, the shows that are up for Tonys this year, I haven't seen any of them. I know nothing about them. I really can't relate to the experience. So,
you're already watching these, you know, these shows. Because I see that the Broadway productions, the achievement in Broadway productions during the 2021-22 season. So that's really how it works. It's a little behind, you know, but it gets to 2022. Well, so I get it.
Right. No, I mean, they're on schedule with the Broadway schedule. But by the time, like, I think one of the shows that's up for a Tony is called Six. And I haven't seen it because the touring show just hasn't come here yet. So they're on schedule. I'm a year or two behind because I live in L.A. Also, that's Pride weekend here in L.A. So we have two prides in L.A. because there was a kind of a split between the organization that does Pride after the BLM marches and protests that happened in Los Angeles. So there's one Pride that's happening downtown L.A. the first weekend of June, then a second one in West Hollywood that's being hosted by West Hollywood itself. So it's going to be a jam-packed weekend here in Los Angeles in June for a lot of people. So I wonder if people will stay home and watch that on a Sunday evening, or if they'll just, you know, and make it part of their Pride celebration maybe, or if they'll record it and keep the party going on Sunday night.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know. I had such a great time on Broadway the last time we were there. Not on Broadway, but going to see a Broadway show. I do hope that it will survive because, you know, Minnesota, we've been peaking or, you know, a little bit when it comes to this COVID thing, and I'm a little nervous about that. Are you at all concerned in L.A.?
In terms of theater and the arts here?
No. I'm talking about with COVID, not just with theater and arts. I'm talking about where you work, at home, all of that.
Sure, but that's why I went to the opera. That's why I may or may not go next week, and that's why I'm going to go do all these things now, because it's like, you never know. I have, you know, friends who are getting it. It's coming back, and it's a constant concern. So I've just decided to protect myself in the ways that I can, wear a mask where I can. Masks, of course, are required in the theater at the opera. And then just go. Go live my life. Go have great experiences, because we never know when that show won't come back or theaters might shut down for a period of time. Hopefully not, but you just never know. So I'm doing it all now while we can.
I don't blame you, Michael. And I'm looking forward to just seeing what else is happening in your life. You know, you do the ordinary things quite often and you do the extraordinary things sometimes. And it's just amazing. You know, and I know if you tell these stories to your niece and your nieces and nephew as they grow, they will be living off of those stories for a long time. So be sure to write it down if you have to.
I will, but I'll start telling them your stories first. That was really impressive. We come full circle.
Oh,
I'll start with the tales of their grandmother, the world travel.
No.
I'll tell them about all that.
No.
I'll tell them what I do.
No. No. See,
all
we're going to have to talk about that when this night is over. No.
The parties.
No, please stop. No, please stop. No, honey, it's not like that. No, it's not like that. So anyway, just know that I love you. Also, I had a chance to talk about golfing today with Jonathan, and I was so excited about that. I don't know how to golf, and I don't really understand it all, but boy, dude, I love watching it. Did you know that?
I didn't. Well, I knew that when Tiger Woods hit the scene, but you should have brought Uncle Fred on because, you know, he loves golf. He's I think, one of the few people in our family who was like an avid golfer, and I think he could have really given you all the info about that. Because like you, I know very little about golf.
Yeah, but I'm starting to learn more. I'm learning who the big guys are. You know, I got to start watching women golf. That's the thing. So this is how we started the night off, and this is how we ended tonight. What a pleasure it has been to be with each of you that are listening tonight. And we really love that you stick and stay with us. And thank you so much, Michael, for joining us again. You know how much I love you, and you know how much I love having you on.
I love you, too.
Take care of you, okay?
All right.
All right. That's my son, Michael Battle. Good night, Jonathan, and thank you so much. You are listening to the Mom and Michael Hour. I'm your host, Geraldine Steele, along with my son, who is hosting, Michael Battle, all the way from Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, Michael, it's really incredible, the things that you get a chance to do. So keep sharing them with me. I absolutely love it. Our in-studio producer tonight, of course, is Jonathan Lowe. And as I just mentioned a moment ago, the 75th Tony Awards will be held on June 12th, which is a Sunday night, of course, at 7 p.m. And I'm just wondering, Michael, are you going to watch?
Probably not. Here's why. First of all, I'm always a year or two behind on Tonys, or rather on what Broadway shows are popular, because I live in Los Angeles. And those shows don't come to us until they're already a huge hit on Broadway itself, and then I see the touring cast. So, like, what was that, 2 weeks ago I went and saw Hadestown. I was raving about Hadestown. It had already gone to the Twin Cities. It was already huge on Broadway. It won 10 Tonys. You and I went to the opening premiere of Come From Away on Broadway. That was last time I saw an actual Broadway show on Broadway. But Hamilton, I saw the touring cast of. Dear Evan Hansen, I saw the touring cast of. So all of these hugely famous shows, I don't see until they come to Los Angeles, and that's when I go see them here. So, you know, the shows that are up for Tonys this year, I haven't seen any of them. I know nothing about them. I really can't relate to the experience. So
you're already watching these, you know, these shows. Because I see that the Broadway productions, the achievement in Broadway productions during the 2021-22 season. So that's really how it works. It's a little behind, you know, but it gets to 2022. So I get it.
Right. No, I mean, they're on schedule with the Broadway schedule. But by the time, like, I think one of the shows that's up for a Tony is called Six. And I haven't seen it because the touring show just hasn't come here yet. So they're on schedule. I'm a year or two behind because I live in L.A. Also, that's Pride weekend here in L.A. So we have two prides in L.A. because there was a kind of a split between the organization that does Pride after the BLM marches and protests that happened in Los Angeles. So there's one Pride that's happening downtown L.A. the first weekend of June, then a second one in West Hollywood that's being hosted by West Hollywood itself. So it's going to be a jam-packed weekend here in Los Angeles in June for a lot of people. So I wonder if people will stay home and watch that on a Sunday evening, or if they'll just, you know, and make it part of their Pride celebration maybe, or if they'll record it and keep the party going on Sunday night.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't know. I had such a great time on Broadway the last time we were there, not on Broadway, but going to see a Broadway show. I do hope that it will survive because, you know, Minnesota, we've been peaking or, you know, a little bit when it comes to this COVID thing, and I'm a little nervous about that. Are you at all concerned in L.A.?
In terms of theater and the arts here?
No. I'm talking about with COVID, not just with theater and arts. I'm talking about where you work, at home, all of that.
Sure, but that's why I went to the opera. That's why I may or may not go next week, and that's why I'm going to go do all these things now, because it's like, you never know. I have, you know, friends who are getting it. It's coming back, and it's a constant concern. So I've just decided to protect myself in the ways that I can, wear a mask where I can. Masks, of course, are required in the theater at the opera. And then just go. Go live my life. Go have great experiences, because we never know when that show won't come back or theaters might shut down for a period of time. Hopefully not, but you just never know. So I'm doing it all now while we can.
I don't blame you, Michael. And I'm looking forward to just seeing what else is happening in your life. You know, you do the ordinary things quite often and you do the extraordinary things sometimes. And it's just amazing. You know, and I know if you tell these stories to your niece and your nieces and nephew as they grow, they will be living off of those stories for a long time. So be sure to write it down if you have to.
I will, but I'll start telling them your stories first. That was really impressive. We come full circle.
Oh,
I'll start with the tales of their grandmother, the world travel.
No.
I'll tell them about all that.
No.
I'll tell them what I do.
No. No. See,
all
we're going to have to talk about that when this night is over. No.
The parties.
No, please stop. No, honey, it's not like that. No, it's not like that. So anyway, just know that I love you. Also, I had a chance to talk. I had a chance to talk about golfing today with Jonathan, and I was so excited about that. I don't know how to golf, and I don't really understand it all, but boy, dude, I love watching it. Did you know that?
I didn't. Well, I knew that when Tiger Woods hit the scene, but you should have brought Uncle Fred on because, you know, he loves golf. He's I think one of the few people in our family who was like an avid golfer, and I think he could have really given you all the info about that. Because like you, I know very little about golf.
Yeah, but I'm starting to learn more. I'm learning who the big guys are. You know, I got to start watching women golf. That's the thing. So this is how we started the night off, and this is how we ended tonight. What a pleasure it has been to be with each of you that are listening tonight. And we really love that you stick and stay with us. And thank you so much, Michael, for joining us again. You know how much I love you, and you know how much I love having you on.
I love you, too.
Take care of you, okay?
All right.
All right. That's my son, Michael Battle. Good night, Jonathan, and thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.